Early in the morning on the last day of the priest retreat, the power went out at the retreat center. Part of Hurricane Michael had reached Maggie Valley. And fortunately, I had already brewed the coffee when the power went out. So I was sitting in the dark with coffee, which is better than sitting in the dark without coffee. But early in the morning, with deep gray clouds and rain outside, I sat at the retreat center in the dark. Maybe on that rainy Friday morning, you were sitting in the dark too. Bartimaeus spent his whole life in the dark. He could not see, and people who could see did not look at Bartimaeus. He was on the side of the road. He was separated from society. He was not part of the crowd. Bartimaeus lived in the physical darkness and in social isolation. He was alone. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. Such words of grace and consolation were spoken to Bartimaeus. Before he could see, Jesus saw him. Before Bartimaeus could rejoice in the light, Jesus, the light of the world, sent the disciples to call him. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. And Bartimaeus came to Jesus. Bartimaeus told Jesus that he wanted to see. Bartimaeus knew that he was blind. He knew that he needed healing. He knew that Jesus could heal him. And he asked to be healed. Bartimaeus recognized his need for healing. He responded to the invitation of the disciples to meet Jesus. He revealed his need for healing. He received the gift of healing from Jesus. And he rejoiced in the gift of healing. And then he followed Jesus. He recognized, he responded, he revealed, he received, and he rejoiced. That is the pattern of healing for Bartimaeus. That is also the pattern of healing for us in the Sacrament of Reconciliation. We recognize our need for forgiveness. We respond to the invitation of Jesus given to us through his apostles. We reveal our sins and our wounds. We reveal our need for healing. We receive the mercy of God. And we rejoice because we can now stand again and follow the Lord Jesus. That is the pattern of our healing. Take courage. Get up. Jesus is calling you. When Bishop Jugas installed me as pastor nearly 6.5 years ago, during the liturgy, he took me on a tour of this building, as if I'd not looked around. But he took me on a tour of this building during the liturgy. We stopped at the baptismal font, at the presider's chair. We stopped at the altar and the tabernacle, and at the door of my confessional. And his words to me as we stood at that door still echo in my mind. Hear, Father. Hear, Father. By the words of absolution, you will smash the chains of sin that bind your people so that they can live in the freedom of the children of God. They are words that can smash chains and words that restore spiritual life. Listen now to those words, but please understand that I am not giving general absolution. Okay? You know, with a sacrament, there has to be not only the form, the words, but the intent. I have no intention to absolve all of you. Listen carefully. God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of sins. Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace. And I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Listen carefully. God, the Father of mercies, through the death and resurrection of his Son, has reconciled the world to himself and sent the Holy Spirit among us for the forgiveness of sins. This is the work of the Holy Trinity. The eternal love of the Father shown to us through the life, suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ is made present to you and to me through the power of the Holy Spirit. Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace. Jesus does everything through his church. The church is the body of Christ and the bride of Christ. The church is united to Christ in mission, in desire, and in the sharing of his body and blood. The church proclaims mercy, healing, and forgiveness with the power and the authority of Jesus Christ. Through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace. And then finally, and I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The love of the eternal Father, the saving mission of Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, and the work of the church are given to each person individually in the sacrament of reconciliation. Everything that Jesus did for the salvation of the whole world is given to you individually, to the one person who seeks his mercy in reconciliation. It's the work of the Trinity, the work of the church, and now everything given to one. There is nothing to fear in the confessional. Take courage, get up. Jesus is calling you. Amen.